Masechet Menachot Perek He, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah will talk about the ingredients of the Menachot. All of the Menachot have flour in them, and most of them also have oil and Levona as well, but there are certain unique Menachot that do not have Levona and do not have oil, and this Mishnah will elaborate on the details behind them. Mishnah says, Yesh Te'unot Shemen Ulvona. There are some menachot that you need both oil and levona, frankincense. Shemen velo levona. Some that you need you to put oil and not levona. Levona velo shemen. Others that say levona and no oil. And then lastly, lo shemen velo levona. And some that require not oil nor levona. Ve'elu te'unot shemen ulvona. The following menachot require both oil and levona. Minhat hasolet. Minha made with raw flour. This type of minha is not baked or fried. The kohen does kemitza on the mixture of flour, oil, and levona. Veha mahavat, a mahavat minha, which is minha fried in a griddle. Veha marheshet, a marheshet minha, which is minha fried in a deep pan. Both the ones that we just mentioned, the mahavat and the marheshet, are made into a dough and fried before kemitza. Later on in the pedic, we'll get into more detail of how they're made. Ve'ahalot, oven-baked minha loaves. Ve'arekikin, oven-baked minha of wafers. The oven-baked minha of wafers here was baked in an oven before the kemitza. And it could have been brought either as loaves, like we mentioned, halot, by mixing flour with oil to make loaves and then baking them. Or rekikin, which are wafers, which are flat and baked with no oil. But oil is then put on top of them after they're baked. So they're still within the category of having shemen and levona, oil, and frankincense. Minhat kohanim, the minha of a kohen, which is basically any of the above menachot that we mentioned, if a kohen is the one who donated it, and we're giving it its own category, because the difference between when a regular person donates a minha and a kohen donates it is normally when a regular person donates it, there's a leftover that's eaten by the kohanim while the kometz is burned on the mizbeach. When a kohen donates it, the entire minha is burnt on the mizbeach. So that also has shemen and levona. Minhat kohen mashiach, the kohen gadol's minha, which is the daily minhat habitin that he brings. The kohen gadol brings it every single day. Minhat goyim, the minha of a non-Jew. A non-Jew is also allowed to bring a voluntary minha. And that is treated the same way as the minha of a Jew, where there's both oil and levona. Uminhat nashim, the minha offering of a woman, a voluntary minha offering that a woman brings. We treat it just like a man's minha in the same category. Uminhat ha'omed, the minha offering that's brought for the entire Klal Yisrael on the second day of Pesach. This also has both shemen and levona. Now we'll talk about menachot that only have oil or only have levona. Minhat nesachim teuna shemen ve'en teuna levona. The minhat nesachim, which are the menachot that are brought with certain animal korbanot, they require oil, but they do not require levona. Lechem apanim taun levona ve'en taun shemen. Lechem apanim, you have to put levona, but you do not have to put oil. Lechem apanim, which were made just with flour and oil, were brought every Shabbat. When lechem panim were placed on the shulchan, the levona was placed right near it. It was placed right near it. Two spoonfuls were put there, and on the following Shabbat, the loaves were given out to the kohanim, and the levona was burnt on the mizbeach. Now we'll talk about the menachot that require not oil and not levona. Shete halechem, the two loaves that are offered on Shavuot, minhat chote, the sinner's minha. If a person committed one of three types of sins, either they swore falsely or they lied that they didn't know testimony that was going to be needed for a court case that would have helped somebody, or they did something problematic with the Beit HaMikdash, either they ate from Kodashim or they entered the Beit HaMikdash or they were in a state of Tumah, they have to bring a minhat chote. That's if a person could not afford a regular type of korban, an animal korban, they would bring this type of minha instead. Uminhat kena'ot, and the sotah's minha, sotah woman, after she undergoes a test to see if she's guilty, her husband brings a minha that's made of barley flour. All of these, lo shemen ve'lo levona, we do not bring them with oil or levona. When talking about the minhat hoteh and the sotah's minha, they're brought because of Avedah, so therefore it would be inappropriate for them to have oil or Levonah mixed in with them. And the Shtei HaLechem, we don't see any mention in the Torah of Shemen and Levonah.